stuff. You have lime here, there's lime there. We're drinking lemon lime. Like, what is the universe trying to tell me?
You have scurvy.
Maybe. That's probably true. Penises.
Penises and penises and more penises was actually also the name of this podcast at one point.
Is it like...
We'll do this first before
Pete,
I back
Pete
down.
And Pete. Or Pete and Pete.
Hi, Ball. Make Give sure me that money.
Hey, everybody.
So what I was talking about just a second ago, and I saved for the cast.
Save it for the cast.
Save it for the cast.
And then touch
the dirty deeds. You see these shackles, baby. Anyway, we are not bringing sexy back. I can tell you that much now. I've been like, I bought microphones again.
Okay.
Lavalier mics.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, well, I can get these to work. Now, just because the plugs fit in. Doesn't mean that it works. And this is something that,
I think,
as
that's
a computer
a life
guy...
lesson. Sid Suck life lesson.
Yeah.
Just because it fits doesn't mean it works.
Well, as a computer guy, I'm like, yeah, just it'll work it out. Just get the connectors to fit. And it's all... No, that's not works at all.
With audio.
At all. And it's like, I thought I understood audio, but there's like balanced and unbalanced and phantom power and different kinds of power. And then it's like, no, go fuck yourself. And then there's like configurations where if you hit the wrong sequence of buttons, you can actually break stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like if you turn on phantom power to something that's not supposed to take phantom power, you could break it.
What is phantom? Are you... This is a real thing.
Yes.
Phantom power is not like you just making up like...
No,
the Z mode.
It says on the side of their device, phantom power.
I doubt it.
It's on my side, but yeah, it does.
Corwin, what is phantom power?
It's a 48-volt power that it sends down.
I didn't ask you.
Okay. Because there's two kinds of microphones.
Mm.
And all the cheap-ass microphones you've used in your pathetic life have been dynamic microphones.
He was talking to you guys, not to me.
Which use a passive magnet and a little magnetized panel that vibrates with air movement, you know?
Just to, like, power the mic.
And it's connected to the magnet piece. And it vibrates, and that generates a tiny bit of electricity, which is picked up and amplified, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then condenser microphones use a charged field. So, like, they actually put electricity into a thing, and so that needs more power to run. And they're very much incompatible.
did you break something?
I don't think so.
Like, you don't think you broke something on the Tascam, or you don't think you broke something on the microphone?
I didn't break anything on the Tascam. Because in order to bring on the Tascam, I think I'd have to short something or something, but I might have fried a microphone or three.
Or what?
Or three. But
how many did you buy?
I've so far bought four of them.
Okay.
In pairs. Because the first ones I bought turned out to have the wrong connector.
Mm.
So I guess I probably haven't fried those, because I don't think I've actually got them connected.
Okay.
Unless I jammed it in and bent something. But then...
Poor Tascam. What are its going in your ports?
No, Tascam's got all the right connectors. I'm using the right connectors with the Tascam.
It's got
all the other shit.
The right connectors.
Because on the bottom there, it's got XLR and TRS. But XLR, again, I think of TLAs like USB, and, you know, if you have XLR, then that's a connector, right? No, XLR is a family of connectors, of different types of connectors that are wired different ways depending on the context.
Mm.
So just because you have a thing that's an XLR and you plug it in, that's not necessarily how... I mean, people use XLR for audio, but they also use it for, like, wired control systems.
Hmm.
Use XLR. There's all kinds of different things you can do with the same connector. So I could plug, like, a remote control for some dolly rig or something into this Tascam, and it would think that it's a microphone. But it fucking wouldn't work, but you can totally plug it in. It's like, why? Why you do this? What's wrong with you, theater people?
That's actually... I think I've done that before, but not in the smart way where you like, oh, these are both the same thing, so
yeah,
I should probably be able to plug it in. But like, oh, this looks like the same size, and like it goes in the hole, but it's like a charging port into like a thing. So stupid.
Well,
smart.
I don't think that's true. I don't think either of us are smart.
That's probably fair.
That guy isn't.
He just does what he does.
That's fine. No, so that's been my struggle, is I'm trying to get better audio.
What's with this lime stuff? You have lime here, there's lime there. We're drinking lemon lime. Like, what is the universe trying to tell me?
You have scurvy.
Maybe. That's probably true. Like, when we started that diet that I totally abandoned right now.
I don't like calling people out on it, but yeah. I do actually like calling people out on it, I guess.
I know. I don't know why you said that. There was a legit concern that since you weren't eating fruit and vitamin C, you could get scurvy. And I was like, doesn't seem like a good thing to like leave out of your pamphlets. Yeah. Like to be like I don't know. I feel like if you're like talking about a diet, you should
not get scurvy.
No, you should tell people like, hey, here's a potentially you know, negative thing that could happen if you're not careful.
You might get scurvy.
That's true. Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a lot left in my brain right now.
No, like, I got that.
I'm on very, very thin mental like threads, and that's about it.
It's not gonna get better for a little while here. So.
Well, it is gonna get better for a little while because after we fucking move, I won't have to deal with living in 15 different places all at the same time.
That's true, but then you'll have to deal with unpacking and moving in and that stuff. So okay. that'll still be a few weeks.
Unpacking and packing, like packing is bad. Unpacking is not so bad.
It's still. There's still stuff to it. I mean, it'll be a few days at least before you're functional again, right? Like,
I don't know. I've been going through at least 7 or 8 different things happening all at once with the last like 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know how much longer. Like, and it's not just like the normal stuff. It's like on top of the normal stuff.
Yeah, and then at work, you got that stuff happening, which I'm not gonna go into detail. Oh, can? Okay. Like, because you're changing positions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a even more stress.
That's what I fucking thought was so weird. Like, I don't care if anybody from the office listens to this podcast because this is just insight into how our company works.
Yeah.
Like,
hi, Ryan.
They're. Does he listen?
He keeps saying he's gonna, okay. But then he never mentions it. So. Hi, Kevin. Kevin recently just did a total deep dive.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He said he wanted to come on.
Yes. We have to figure out how we're gonna do that.
They I don't know why, but there's, like, going to be, like, a mass exodus of SEs.
Like?
Meaning on the corporate team, like, Matt's changing roles, I'm leaving the team,
oh.
Rob's changing, but this is 2 weeks out, right? 3 weeks out.
This will be...
1 week out?
This will be...
Doesn't matter.
A week from today.
Okay. But basically, we have 3 of the 4 people moving or transitioning roles, right?
Yeah.
And that leaves 1 person to support the entire, like, 40-person team, right?
Ooh.
Cyril?
I meant oof, sorry.
Oh.
I do the math on that, but I was like, oof.
But it's interesting to see like how they're like, it's the end of the month, so we can't tell everybody the transitions that are happening because it'll just freak them out. It's like, okay. But I don't want to have to like be like, they're like, why are you declining meetings after this date? And you're like, oh, no reason.
There's no reason why that's a thing that would happen.
Permanent vacation. Hey, why are you moving out of the office right now? No reason. These, you know, I just don't like working here.
These are my spare knickknacks. I'm going to bring in my other knickknacks.
I'm going to have my second home office is coming into this office. Then I'm moving this office back to my other home second office. You said office a lot there.
No, I didn't. Shut up. You're moving.
So, like, you're right. That's a very intense scenario.
I kind of had that, too, though, because...
Yeah, because you packed up your cube and then came back and they're like, oh, they're still here.
Well, that part, but I've been planning on switching this position for like a month and a half, but I wasn't supposed to tell anyone. Fortunately, I'm like...
Why did you look at me like that?
Because of the comment I was about to make, which was, fortunately, I'm already so like disaffected and asshole-ish that no one noticed that my lack of interest in the project was due to me not being on it anymore, and just wrote it off to me just being a turd waffle.
They're like, well, Kendrick's kind of acting similar, but a little bit more, you know.
Yeah, he's being a dick.
Well, I guess we'll just work on it on our own. Oy vey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been in that buyback game store?
I have, but it's probably been 15 years. And they've been in there as adults.
I was like,
adult.
We were always talking on the podcast, and I always look at these places that we drive by, and I'm like, I want to stop by some of them.
Yeah.
And be like, what is in there?
Yeah.
What do you have here?
Trust me. Been driving this route for like 5 years. I've thought about that a lot.
What secret troves are you hiding from me?
What I like is, in my time that I've been driving here, I've watched businesses close, open, close.
Right? Like, there's that, like, Starbucks or something like that on the corner of Colfax and where Wadsworth, where, like, the Qdoba and stuff is. I don't know if that's Colfax, but that's, like, gone. And you're like, whoa, that just got built, and now there's nothing there already? And, oh, my God.
There's quite a few of those. And It all kind of, it's just part of
life.
That
one was like gentrified building new.
Yeah. There's that thing on the corner of Colfax and Wadsworth that was a bank or a credit union. Mm. Whenever the one, I never understand when banks close. Like, did they move? Should I be worried? Like, what if that's your bank? If it's a credit union, those things are not that dense. You know, they're not like Wells Fargo. They're like 12 of them, yeah, all within like
4 blocks or something.
Yeah, like there's two of them that are near my house.
I guess it's not as bad as like Starbucks.
No, but like there's one in Belmore, and then there's one in that shopping center across from Belmore, right? Like, and then we drive past like three or four that are reasonably on the route, but for credit unions, they're not that dense. So if one closes, you might now have to drive an extra 10, 15 minutes just to go get to your credit union.
Mm-hmm. Or like something worse happened.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we have banking issues, I'm sure, and Wells Fargo has no shortage of shit there. I get that. But credit unions are a lot more susceptible to things on account of them being small.
How long has there been a water tower over there?
There? Over.
You see, I don't even see it now. It's fucking tricky. It's like a whole new world for us people.
A whole new
considering
world.
We record every Friday on every single Friday.
Yes.
And never miss. It's interesting getting back in the car and doing this again after a long time.
Yeah, it is. Because we never miss.
Dude, what is like, what is moving? Because my mind can't handle it.
Yeah,
like, conceptualizing it right now.
We're trying to be helpful.
That, like, what?
Impatient. You're a hot mess, man. You're like, you're all over the fucking place.
What am I doing that's a hot mess?
I just like you invited Kate to that moving event. No, you didn't invite Kate to that moving event, but then you tagged her in a post. Mm. She never saw it because she wasn't in the event. Mm. So I was like, so we're going to help Amy on Saturday.
You said that you and Kate were going to be there, right?
Yes.
So,
but I thought you did not
say Kate was going to be there. So
I thought you invited her already. No, I thought she was already in the group.
I didn't because she didn't say anything.
Oh, okay.
So, like, only after you had mentioned that you were going to, like, help together is when I tagged her. And so I didn't invite her because she didn't originally show interest.
Gotcha.
There's logic. It's just really weird logic.
I feel like that's back-projecting logic more than behavioral-defining logic.
No, that was why.
Okay.
Come on.
Nope.
Give me a little credit.
Nope.
Well, like, so I was in Indianapolis for the last five,
days. Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah. So you're.
That's when everything started to get scheduling. Like, my mom's like, "Well, I was like, Dad, can we use a truck next week? He's like, sure. And my mom's like, wait, I have another plan. And I was like, Mom, this is dangerous. We're coming up to the wire here. And she's like, we're going to buy you a U-Haul. Because we don't want to have to help you all day. Or like something like we don't want to have to leverage a trailer because we don't have to clean it out. It was me joking, but it was actually like a legitimate
reason. Let's get a U-Haul.
And I was like, okay, I can't handle this right now because I'm not in the state and I can't like do all the things I need to do.
I can't do anything about this.
So email or talk to Amy and Aaron. And she did all that stuff. And I was like, okay, so what's the plan with the U-Haul? And everyone's like, I don't know. Your mom knows. And I was like, son of a fuck.
Bitch of a bitch. Talk of a shit.
And so, like, I've just been trying to add stuff, because then I was like, oh, shit, we got to cover Amy's house. And then our house. And then there's a sister location. The secret daughters on the island. And then I was like, oh, should we split it up, or how do you do it? Because you have the truck for the day. And you're like, I need to utilize this as efficiently as possible. Uh-huh. So if we pack the truck up, if we have enough room, we're just going to go straight to Amy's. But if we don't have enough room, we got to unpack and then go to Amy's. And it's like this intricate dance of the most clusterfuckable things that you could ever have interact together.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good... I like that I just used the word clusterfuckable.
Yeah.
I think I am going to commit to that.
Clusterfuckable's out there. I have a new band name, Cross the Squiggle Line.
Cross the Squiggle Line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one too. Clusterfuckable is a good name for that.
It almost sounds like you're like...
These are both tags now, by the way. You will find them in the tag pod.
So what made you think that that last thing I said in the last podcast was like a sound snippet?
Oh.
I don't even remember what I said. Oh my God, what's happening?
Yeah, you were like looking at your phone talking about...
YouTube stuff.
Yeah, YouTube stuff. And I said whatever expulsion I had. Because someone was being a dick wagon on the road.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like, what's even happening on this channel? But the juxtaposition of them made it sound like we were both just in this harrowing situation.
Oh my God, what's happening? Interesting. So, welcome everybody for another wonderful sound clip, because I think the other one was science. It wasn't science. It was what was the original one that we had? We're like, I was like, because science or. I said something like that originally when Joe used to be on the podcast.
I have a library. I have to go look.
So, welcome to the you're gonna get a CD of Kyle's stupid text message tones, and it's on CD, so you have to even it's even harder to use. So why not?
And it's not on CD. It's on a USB disc I taped onto a CD. So. Just on
and
a
CD is actually just like it's not a CD CD. It's just like a.
It's on there real good, so you're gonna have a hard time getting that off.
It's a cassette disc, so figure that out. I had my friend opened a record label. She does
air
like
quotes.
Cassettes, so I'm not sure if it's a recording label is what it would more be called.
I think they still call them record labels, okay. Don't they?
Well, I just didn't know if it was like a music production company or if it's called a record label.
I don't know.
Or if you don't have a round thing
in
your company.
I guess who cares? Go on.
But she made an executive decision to like really only rarely do records and never CDs, and I don't think anything's digital and it's all cassette tapes. And I was like,
okay.
Damn.
They still make those?
Yeah. And she's like got probably a library of like people she's published, and it's like 50 cassettes. Of people she's published music for. And I was like, how do you like, I'd like to know more about how you do that, because are you approaching bands? Do you just have really good connections? Like, it'd be a very interesting conversation to have around like, how did this happen? How did this get started?
What a hipster thing to do.
Yeah, that's the other part. It's like why did you choose cassette tapes?
Who's hearkening back to the halcyon days of cassettes?
I don't know. I don't even know how I would play it right now.
Yeah.
I could not figure out a way to play cassette tapes.
I have a little deck at home I could play.
I thought I had my Talkboy. That's the only cassette player I've ever owned. It was a Talkboy from Home Alone. And, like, I don't even know if I own that still or if I gave it away. So, like, okay. Very interesting choice. Oh, you don't worry. It's just green lights, so people are stopping.
It's scared, so they stop. I mean...
Green means Hulk, which is angry.
Yeah. I guess... I like... Like, mixtapes were a thing. I get that. Mm-hmm. But the whole point of mixtapes was the handmade aspect of it, the curated part.
You know, I could be wrong, I guess. Maybe she does do digital stuff and just the cassette tapes are kind of like that.
Could be.
Creme de la creme of, like, what you get. You're
but
like,
even still, I mean, just... I get the record thing, the vinyl craze, because that's part nostalgia, but it is arguable that a good, like, vinyl... recording and a good vinyl like player, an actual record player, mm-hmm. that's all analog with like vacuum tubes and actual amplifiers and stuff that's legitimate amplification like that could provide demonstrably better sound quality, higher fidelity, etc., etc. But cassette tapes are still digitized. Well, no, I guess maybe they're not digitized.
It's a totally different medium, right? Like,
well, it's a magnetic medium.
Yeah.
But...
Like, it's not totally different. It's like a primitive digital form. Primitive in
air quotes. I'm not sure if it's actually
digital. Do you do, like, the air quotes? Is that a thing now? Like, did you say air quotes, record yourself? And then everybody...
I haven't done that yet.
Air quotes. Okay. I like how we paused because you knew.
It's instinct.
Going for a sound clip.
I just think... okay. I mean, I guess it's not digital. You can store digital information on a cassette tape, but they're not digital. It's not digital. It's analog. But it just seems like the fidelity just isn't there.
Dude, we're going to, like, someday get into this period of, like, DNA-based music where you're going to store music on, like, strands of DNA.
Oh, did you hear the thing that came up? Maybe you didn't last week.
Dude, welcome to Sit Suck, everybody. That was the hardest transition.
Oh, well, yeah.
Ever
you,
made
you,
in this
you're
podcast.
Responsible for this because you said DNA.
That's fine with me. I'm okay with
the opposite of ribonucleic acid.
I'm okay with how hard that tangent is.
Oh, well, that's fine. Cassette tapes were kind of boring. I mean, the only thing is, I don't know.
It's called Graven Earth Records if you guys are interested in that.
I will not be able to understand what you said.
Graven
so
Earth Records.
That should be, there'll be a link.
Okay.
And so apparently, someone found a way to put a genome sequence, like in a piece of DNA, they can put a sequence that hacks the DNA sequencer and compromises a piece of software that runs it and gets it to execute arbitrary code.
Is that... How would one...
So you want... So this is one of those things... Okay, so for anyone who listened to this who might be a budding writer, this technology has been, like, proof of concepted it.
The storage of stuff on DNA, or...
Not just... Storage of stuff on DNA has been a thing, but somebody wrote a virus, a computer virus, into some DNA. So if you want to have a fun story, have somebody who, as, you know, some elite hacker dude, right, leaves some obvious DNA evidence at a crime, like a bloody fingerprint or something, right? And when they go to sequence it, it hijacks the machine.
And hacks into, like, the security database for the police station.
That or, is so cool. Or, quite simply, provides a different person.
Or, like, yeah. Or
yeah,
like,
nope, totally. This was John Smith did this.
Or, like, a record cleanser. Like, if you try to access... Like, it's like...
It's unscannable DNA.
What it'd be, like... It'd be like the... Like, not, they're not called black box protocols, but, like, on your phone, like, if you enter the password wrong, like, 100 times, it, like, just blows your phone up. You can set it up to do that. Like, that would be what it would be like. If you try to access any of this DNA evidence, it's going to explode your machine. Or it's going to explode my like, or, any of the things I have. Or...
One of the things that we talked about that'd be even more fun would be that it could, you'd send it in to one of those sequence your DNA places and have it just reprogram the system to come back with, like, yep, you're 15%
that's the ultimate fishing, though.
You're 50%
right?
European and 12% baboon.
you send it in, like, you figure out how to do it, send it to the DNA place, and you have access to the whole entire DNA database of, like, people you could fake, right? You become like this, like digital chameleon via DNA.
So it'd there's all, like, kinds of,
oh, that'd be so
neat
cool
things you could do with that little tidbit. Of course, I think in real life it's probably untenable, really. This is why it's fun for sci-fi, but in real life, because when they do that...
Only soft sci-fi? Soft megla hard sci-fi?
Non-Newtonian liquid,
like,
sci-fi.
I think that was Kendrick being like, I have to not punch Kyle in the podcast.
But the throat chop mind, it came to mind. Honestly, it did. It really did. Just like, I've got the angle
you
for
were,
a
like,
throat
broke
chop.
Broke my wrist and hit me in the throat. It made me hit myself
just,
in the throat.
It just like, shh, right there. Right there.
I wish you could have seen that, because it was epic. All right. I need
because,
to
I mean,
when
they do that, they only can change like one strand at a time, right?
Like, but it's it's not binary, but it's equivalent to, like, you say, like, have, you know, these four things can be combined in umpteen ways to represent any number of other things.
And it represents fundamentally a bug in the sequencing software.
That's what I was going to say. So you're exploiting a bug in the sequencing software because you're smarter than the software, and you know that if you do it this way, it'll break the system.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's a way that apparently actual DNA can't ever be.
Okay.
So it's like it goes outside the, you know, the realm. Of
interesting, though. Because numbers. I was just going to... That was my follow-up on that. It's like, you would have never thought of that as the programmer of this device,
because
right?
You are in bounding conditions, and you think, mm-hmm. Well, yeah, this wouldn't happen.
Why would anybody do X?
Yeah, DNA can't be that way. Well, we have some that can.
And that brings me to why...
That DNA should probably never reproduce.
Well, boom, that was a joke, everybody. If you didn't get that, DNA can, like, you know, replicate itself. It's part of, like, you know, life. Yeah. You know, telomeres chopping.
It's life, Jim,
like,
but
that.
Not as we know it. Not as we know it.
You're like that now. God damn it. Our podcast is just going to be a series of links.
It already is, man.
I guess it's like in a YouTube video. Like,
yeah.
But that bounding conditions is an interesting thing, because we just validated the idea that if you're not inside bounding conditions, you can break the shit out of something, right?
Well, yeah, because every time you write a piece of software, you have expectations of input and output, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if information is provided, if input is provided that's outside that spec, that's one of the most common ways, vectors of attack. That's one of the most important ways to harden your software, but that's also one of the most common vectors of attack.
Like, so as a programmer, developer, engineer, whatever you guys like to call yourselves.
I don't even know
what
I am anymore.
Do you consider those and have protocols in place to be like, if you don't X, then nothing works or something like that?
Yeah, there's a whole, you have to have whole systems of how to handle that. That's part of testing, but a lot of scientific instrumentation doesn't have the same kind of rigorous testing, I think, because they're mostly looking at underlying algorithmic stuff. And
yeah,
again, no one
considered to spend the time or development time to build to outside the scenario.
No one considered the eventuality where someone would taint DNA. Mm-hmm. Like that wasn't something that the programmers probably ever thought about.
Which is another cool, as you used so eloquently earlier, vector of attack into a sci-fi story, mm-hmm. is the inability for certain individuals, and we see this all the time, like the fire sale thing that happened in, this is going to be a strange reference, but the fire sale thing that happened in Die Hard 4, like, the guy knew how to attack the software because he knew how it worked and knew the limits of it and knew what they did and didn't do. So, you know, that was kind of an interesting thing, and that kind of idea makes for interesting storytelling if it's creative enough.
Well, that's where the hacking thing, which I think might end up being the name of this podcast because I can't figure out what the fuck else we're going to call it, but,
To be honest, I don't remember what we started talking about.
I didn't either. But the hacking thing is always interesting because then people are like, oh, we'll hack the alien spaceship. It's like, there's so much wrong with that, right? I mean, it's fun. Fine. I'm not going to shed all over people's fun
movies. I want to interface with that alien spaceship so hard.
Oh, yeah. I think that it's...
Go ahead.
It's frustrating. It's a little bit frustrating. Yeah, I was collecting my thoughts. It's a little bit frustrating as a software developer and hacker-minded person in our community, not that I'm really in the community much, but in that industry, to see some of those movies and tropes like that. Like, Independence Day, they had a deleted scene, I guess, that explained it better, but, like, it will just hack the... It'll give the computer a virus. You're like, there's no way that you could understand the architecture that computer used. And the first thing you would do, I think SFBC did this, instead of make a virus, is get it to run Doom. And that's the very first thing you'd do anyway. So... I guess there's an Independence Day, there is a deleted scene at one point where they recovered.
Yeah, they had the spaceship that the alien crashed in, right?
And there's a line where the guy was like, yeah, we've been analyzing the operating system and we think we found some flaws. Okay, that makes sense. They've actually got the thing and they're poking and prodding.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because if you don't understand, again, those bounds or the vectors for attack, you would never know how to do anything. You'd be like, error, and you're like, okay, I don't know what to do next.
Purple means error in space, apparently.
Or like, you click something and it just shows you some foreign symbol, and you're like, I think that means username. You're like, wait, what? Why would they even have that? Like, what makes you feel like they would have, like, an input structure like you would have?
There's a lot of assumption around that. But then that's also where, in a lot of other things, that's where the savant part comes in, or the, you know, the crazy genius guy, where he can take one look at his system and be like, what are they? They're a financial institution? Okay, well, I bet they're running this operating system because they were founded when? And this is something that if you talk to some of the people in that industry or community, and I'm not as good at this, but I've known more people lately that have do this stuff. You talk to them and they're like, oh yeah, they started in this year. They've been running this long. And then they research and they're like, oh yeah, the CTO is this old. He came from this place. I bet they're running this hardware and this software because of this, that, and the other thing. And then you can do little probes. And you can like, oh, hey, when I hit this port, it comes back with this message.
There's a bunch of people. I'm pretty sure everybody who is just out there exercising has a smoker's friendly t-shirt on. And I'm like,
awesome.
What? I mean, I guess I shouldn't, like, begrudge people who smoke that they can't exercise, but...
It's just funny, like, smoker friendly sponsor something.
So, yeah.
So, like, that's where the smart people can really come in. And it's not, again, none of that had anything to do with computers. So that's where the elite hacker thing is a lot of social engineering. Like, you go figure out who these people are. Or even better, you go find companies that talk about their big clients. And now you found that you know that they have a contract with these people. So you can go figure out what their flagship products are. And you can research common issues with those things.
At Dev, some of our coworkers went to DevCon and they were talking about social engineering.
DevCon.
It doesn't matter to me. I'm never going to fucking go. I'll never be invited to that shit.
Me either, dude. But not DevCon. DevCon.
It's a developer thing because I'm outside the world.
Fine.
And I'm ignorant.
You're not outside. You're
DevCon.
Right you're in the middle.
It matters.
You're in our world.
So, anyway, there was like social engineering and we were talking about it with them and I was like I did that like white person / stupid person thing. I don't know which one it is, probably both. Where I'm like, oh cool, like that show Leverage, and they were like, yeah, exactly, because the guy who works in that show actually is a like
I've seen that one.
Social engineer guy. And so like Leverage is a great show for people who want to learn about like real life hacking, because it's a group of criminals that like attack other criminals. So there's like an actual thief. There's a guy who actually does like black hat hacking stuff.
Huh.
There's a social engineering aspect. There's a dude who's like a mercenary, right? And it's like got all these kinds of people that you'd actually need to hack because you wouldn't, it wouldn't simply just be plug into a computer like R2-D2 and get be done with it, right?
Yeah.
So, interesting show if you've never seen Leverage. It's actually very entertaining and pretty awesome. But I guess that's where we'll end it.
Yeah,
I guess we should just went silent. Is there anything?
Well, like, comment, and subscribe. Buy some shit.
You.
Go check out Dalton if he's still doing stuff.
Oh, he is. He's actually writing a new Magic the Gathering article for Ethernet.
It'll probably be up now.
It is probably up now. So read it if you play that game. And if you don't, then read our other articles or listen to a podcast. You're just going to stop it while I'm talking.
Goodbye now.